Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Hello. You are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by nappyafro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Sauli Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 253. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Beer Jedi, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Kick Ross, and the most important a.k.a. of them all, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting here with my homie who's celebrating the holiday today, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. the king of the lames, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Banner.
I was trying to hold it, man, but that goddamn Carl Weathers would get me every time. Yeah.
What's going on, man? Your boy's in the building, man.
Hey, what's the holiday you celebrating today, man?
I don't know, man. It's Killer Mike's birthday, man. Happy birthday, my dog, Killer Mike, man. I'm celebrating over here for him, man.
That's
friend of the show. Friend of the show, Killer Mike.
That's what you're going to do?
Yeah. Can you put Killer Mike in this episode at the beginning, please?
That would mean I have to edit, and I'm not editing shit, so.
I mean, don't you just usually throw a drop in there? Somebody?
Oh, you saying the Killer Mike drop?
Yeah, Killer Mike thing. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Today is 420. When y'all listen to it, it'll be 421.
Yeah.
This is the pothead holiday. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Today is the weed day. Tomorrow's the get fired day.
Yeah. And it's a Friday, so they gonna get some niggas tomorrow, boy. I swear.
Somebody gotta call in sick.
Yeah, man.
But it don't matter, right? Like, they don't even do it. It's not even a drop no more. They cut hair and all that other shit, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it depends on how deep your job goes, man. You should know that before you sign up. You know, they swabbing. That's dangerous. If you ain't got no mouthwash or peroxide near you, hint, hint. Just gave you a tool there. My wife's a scientist. So if you got to take a drug test and they do the swab, hit your mouth with some peroxide before you go in there. Get a... take all the cells away and everything like that, man.
Right. Mm. How many different ways do they test for drugs? I literally just had to piss.
They got piss, hair, and saliva. God. And blood. Good old blood. But jobs, that's too expensive. Piss is the easiest way out, you know what I'm saying? And so that's why most jobs go for that. And that's always the easiest one to beat too, man, because you ain't a real nigga unless you use your kid's pee or somebody else's pee, man.
Whoa, so that shit on Atlanta was true. You trying to
make the baby
piss out of the diaper?
It's all right. Well, one time, man, listen, I had my homeboy piss on me, man, like good old Phil. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Phil ain't never do nothing. He was like an angel, nigga. He was like a unicorn, man. He had no kids. He was a good dude. Like, hey, yo, he was a unicorn. He was a catch. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't do no drugs. He had no habits. Nothing. Yeah. I was like, yo, what is this like? This nigga had no vices, no nothing, man, which was scary.
Killer.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know. But yeah. So I had to piss on me, man. This shit started fucking leaking, man. So I feel the fucking piss. Like, I was like, oh God. That shit was so fucking disgusting, nigga. I couldn't wait to get out of there. I mean, I got the job, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything. But still, it was just like I spilled piss on me, man. One time I went to the drug test, it's all right. Man, you know, I had, you know, laced up. My homeboy was like, he put me in a nice position for, you know what I'm saying, a good job and shit. You know, I went to take a drug test, man. You know, I'm thinking it's like every other drug test I've ever taken. So I got my little my cargo shorts on. You know what I'm saying? I got the specimen on me and shit. So I'm walking in to go do it. This dude, he was like putting something up in the ceiling or something. This motherfucker scoped me from like 10 feet. He was like, what's that in your pocket? I was like, God damn. Like, nigga, that shit fucked me up. Nigga came down and patted me, made me open my shirt up, patted me down. He was like, what's this? I was like, it's my medicine for psoriasis. He was like, well, You can't take it. That's the first thing I could think of for psoriasis, man.
So you had to drop with no clean pee, no donor pee.
Bro, no, listen. And so I was like, I go put it in the car. He's like, nah, you can't put it in the car. I can't let you leave. I said, you can't make me stay here. He was like, well, if you don't take the test, it's just like you failed it. I said, well, I mean, if I don't take the test, you can't say I failed it. You can just say I didn't take the test. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, you know, yeah, that day was real fucked up. But other than that, man, it's been smooth sailing, man.
God damn, man. The things you go through for weed.
Except for the one time I failed a drug test against some pee from like a young nigga. He was like about 14, 15. I like, little Willie. I was like, yo, Willie, I tell him, yo, I know this nigga don't smoke. So, man, but it probably was me, man. Young Willie gave me some pee. I poured it in the cup and he didn't make it up to the line, man. So I did. I was like, man, what if I just put a little bit of my piss in there? Nope. What Charlie Murphy say? Wrong.
Why don't you just use water, bro?
Man, they don't have no water in there. The toilet water blue.
So you're in the stall.
Can't wash up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, the places I've been, it was a little bathroom. So mm-hmm. You got the sink, you got the toilet and the sink. It ain't no urinal. It's a toilet and the sink.
Mm.
So you can do what you got to do. I guess that wasn't really smart. Now that I think about that, because people's probably putting water all in that motherfucker.
And then one more drug testing story, man. This is gonna be fucking awesome. So I went one day, man, I was looking like, I was like, yo, I need to get a little gig, man. So my boy was like, yo, man, go to Kmart Distribution, they'll put you on. So I went to the little Tim agency, bam. You know, they hired me the same day, but they was like, yo, go take the drug test and then go to work. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So I went, man, I took the drug test. I knew I was going to fail that shit. So I went to work, and then I worked for like a week and a half. Then I said, man, I'm going to put my homeboy on. So one day I went in there to put my homeboy on. The lady walked in the office and she looked. She walked by me the first time. And the second time, she was like, is your name King Germ? I was like, yeah. She was like, can you come to my office, please? I was like, yeah, sure. And I walked in the office. She was like, yeah, we've been trying to get in touch with you. Get your drug test came back. It tested positive for cannabinoids. I was like, whoa, what is that? I don't know what that is. Like, you know, hey, that's not me. No, cannabinoids. What is that? She was like, marijuana. I was like, oh. I was like, I don't know, man. I mean, I'd be around it. You know, I was lying like a motherfucker. She's like, well, can't go back to work no more. I was like, damn, I lost a motherfucking job. So I was acting like I still was going to work and shit, you know, saying to flex on my, you know, so I could still get the con and shit. Mm-mm. Got there one night, I went to my homeboy house, and you know, my aunt lived over there. Like, she wasn't my aunt, but she was my grandma's husband's wife, so however that is.
Yeah, she might as well be the aunt.
Brother's husband's wife, you know what I'm saying? Well, whatever.
She was your aunt, shit, fuck it.
She was my aunt, exactly. So I was over her house. So, you know, I was over in my boy house chilling. I go outside, nigga, the car gone and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I go home about 11. I'm like, yo, I think somebody stole the car. She was like, ain't nobody stole my car. She was like, I found my car parked over there. I was like, oh, yeah. She was like, I thought you were supposed to be at work. So all that came, yeah, to a damn crashing halt right there, man. So, yeah.
God damn.
That drug test stories for days, all right. Took a lot of
your ass. Ain't stopped nothing.
90%, over 90%. I mean, why not? I mean, if you pass some water, you know what I'm saying? Come on, fuck out of here.
So today,
not two threes.
I mean, so today's not even a special day for you. It's just a regular day that ends in Y.
That's why my rant. Yeah, I'll let you know later in my rant.
You know, I I'm still kind of a rookie to the smoking thing.
Yeah.
I will be firing up today. The wife's just gonna have to deal with it.
Yes.
You know, for me, today is a holiday, goddammit.
Yes, you're supposed to overdo it today, sorry. You're supposed to be smoking one on the show, too, man. It's supposed to be the smokiest broadcast ever, man.
I still have to edit this motherfucker. You really don't want to get done. I'm one of them cats that will smoke and go to sleep.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're a wrecking baby lungs. Yeah,
nah, it's just my thing. Like, when I drink, I get to a certain point and then I go to sleep. That's what the fuck I do. I don't wild out. get where you need to get and then take your ass to sleep. Shit.
I think my dog has smoked the fuck up. She been out here with me the whole time.
You have ruined that dog, bro. That motherfucker is was it Chico from Friday After Next or Next Friday?
Her eyes red as fuck, boy. You gotta see him, man. I feel sorry for
that's a goddamn shame. We gotta get these checks today, so we're gonna hit off with the music right out the gate. We got to talk about Kendrick Lamar's Damn, which, what's that site, Metronic?
Metacritic,
whatever the fuck it is. Now it matters. Since they rated Kendrick Lamar the highest that they've given any album, Now ever. Now they're legit. Now they're legit. Apparently, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they said it, so it must be true. We've been shitting on them for years. But now they gave Kendrick Lamar the highest rating, so now it's got to be a classic album. We're getting instant classics already again. Greatest rapper alive. What else? What else have we heard?
Oh, yes. That's what I've been seeing it. Let's talk about the album first. We'll go to the great. Well, no, you already brought it up. So yeah, the greatest rapper alive thing. Come on, people, man, y'all need to slow the fuck down. Your prison's in a moment. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick is a great rapper. Yes, greatest of all time. Hell no. Hell no. Stop it.
Now, Germ. Your boy Biggie dropped two albums, and most people can hail him as the greatest. Kendrick is like four in now.
Biggie had two albums and 50 singles, you know what I'm saying? Like cameos. Like that was, Biggie was different, man. He was killed also. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gets the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Jay-Z really the greatest rapper of all time. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he is. I mean, he's no denying it. Like, he's the greatest rapper of all time. Hands down, you know what I'm saying? I mean, then everybody else get in line, man. But Jay-Z is number one. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Hey, it's hard to argue with that, man. I mean, you can say what you want to about him regurgitating lines and shit, but he made completely commercial albums that people bang now.
Yeah,
Blueprint is commercial as fuck, but that motherfucker goes.
Thank you, man. Like, and then just like Jay, man, he consistent. You know what I'm saying? And it's just. Hey man, Hov is Hov, bro. Like some of his old shit is still like way like I'm a prisoner. I don't listen to Jay-Z like at the old. What's the last Jay-Z album I listened to like consistently?
You count like, Watch the Thrones?
No, I don't. That's the new Jay-Z. Like Blueprint 3, from Blueprint 3 on, I don't fuck with that Jay-Z.
Damn. Let's not derail the conversation though. We're talking about K-Dot.
Yeah. So. That's one reason why Kendrick's not the greatest of all time, because a nigga like Hovey's still around, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, Jay-Z might can't give you a deep-ass album like Kendrick did, which was, okay, I know it's all right what your favorite song on the album is,
literally, damn. Like, I usually just listen to the shit in order, you know what I'm saying? Blood was okay, that's the intro. I don't usually count the intros. Sometimes they add, but I don't think they never detract from the album. But then DNA came on, and I was like, holy shit. I listened to DNA, and I might be undershooting this 10 times straight. 10 times straight, and I might be undershooting that shit. Like, when it got to Ya, I fucked around and didn't have repeat on it. Ya started playing, I went right back to DNA, and then that was it. That was my motherfucking jam. So, once I got to that, I think that might be my biggest criticism of the album, is the order. Because, like, I don't think Ya should have been a second cut after that. It's hard to follow up DNA. But if you go follow it up, it shouldn't have been Ya.
I mean, I think that was a nice song, man. I listen,
Ya,
man.
But yeah, look, Ya's not bad. But when you play it right after DNA, it don't sound right.
But DNA's not better than Element. Element way better than DNA.
Element is dope. But DNA fucking bangs.
Oh, man.
DNA fucking bang. So Element is your jam, DNA is mine, but then Loyalty was dope. Feel is dope. Humble is, like, he got some motherfucking winners on this album. Triple X was dope. Fear is dope. He got some motherfucking winners. I can't even be mad at him for this shit.
And then Duckworth was really dope.
I don't remember. Did I make it to Duckworth? I might not even made it to Duckworth.
What?
That's the last song on here.
Yes, you didn't listen to that. That's like the crown jewels.
Yeah, I listened to this too. This shit is dope. This shit was dope.
Stop that, man. We get sued, man.
Oh, sorry. Don't get no copyright.
Yeah, we got no copyright.
No copyright issues. So where does this put him at all time? It's too fucking early.
It just puts him probably in the top 20.
All time?
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's too early for... Like, we just need to start talking about all time, like... When they're on the back end of their career or some shit. He's still on the up.
If Kendrick retired from rap.
If he retired from rap, then we talk about it.
If he retired from rap today, he'd be top 20.
I just hate doing that shit. I hate doing that shit, bro. Because what you put them there off of two albums, right?
He got three albums.
Right, but he got four commercial. But you're not including the first one.
Why not? I'm including his whole body of work.
So which two do you think solidified his placement in the top 20? All four?
I say all four of them solidified because he showed growth. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, it just, he gave you four different albums. They all were like one, you know, I know it's, there's nothing to say. They were all critically acclaimed.
But music, you don't like Section 80 or Butterfly.
I'm just saying, okay, three is four. You know what I'm saying? Were certified. I mean, Butterfly is boring, but it got like, you know what I'm saying, some songs on it. Like, you know, I get it, but you know what I'm saying? Musically, it didn't work on a lot of songs on the third one. But this one.
Okay, so wait. So rank, so Butterfly, what are you giving that? Like 3 stars, 3.5?
I give it 4 for the message overall.
And then Good Kid, Mad City.
I get that about a 4.5.
And then this one.
About a 4.5.
Damn. See, I think Good Kid is a 5-star album.
No. Good Kid got some low points on it.
I don't remember.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm just saying I don't remember
I just never made it past song 12. I just lose interest. Like after that song go off, like after swimming pool or whatever, when they go off, yeah. I just like, I don't listen to the rest of the album. It might be a Mary J. Blige song after that or something. I don't know. That might be as deep as I go. Pause.
It's a hell of an album, man. I just feel like it's early.
Look, I done smoked my dog Chris to sleep over here, yeah, man. I'm here. Oh, okay, look at us. He on the ropes looking like he must be doing the rope dope on me. So
but so Element is your favorite. What else? Element, what are your top three?
Excuse me?
What are your top three? Element, Duckworth, and what else?
Let's see. What song do I really like? Love y'all's dope. What song he like? I beat your ass. What song is that? I beat your ass and something. I beat your ass. Is that Fear?
It might be Fear. Yeah, Fear is long as shit. So.
Get it.
Yeah, we can't play too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that shit. That shit be slide. So yeah, them probably my top three off the album. But as far as I rank this with his albums, the way I like them, this is be the best album to me. Then Good Kid, then Butterfly, and then Section 80.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Section 80 in a long time. That might be my project for this week, is just to go back and listen to it and then listen to this one again and see the difference. But for me, Good Kid is still number one. This is number two, but it's very close. It's very close. Like this shit bangs out. And then, you know, I guess Butterfly is fighting for 80. Not that was a bad album. It just don't grab you like these two do.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's boring. Just say it's all right. Say it. Come on with me. Say it's all right.
Is
say
it boring?
It, say it. It's boring.
You know what is a boring album? I was going back and looking at my reviews.
What was
it? Untitled by Nas.
Come on.
Nas Untitled.
Oh shit! I'm not surprised.
That's a, like when I went back, because I think we gave that shit album of the year.
Wow! I, how pissy was I, man? I was like, man, y'all gonna ruin our credibility, man. I blame y'all niggas. Go, wait, we ain't make it, man, because y'all niggas, y'all want to stick to y'all dusty backpack roots and not go with the hot ticket.
Hey man, it's a very moody fucking album, and I knew you was gonna mention Nas, so I went back and listened to Nas again in the gym the other day. Uh-huh. Still 5 stars, bro.
Sorry.
But I will be completely honest. I don't know that I could be unbiased at this point, because I've listened to this album purposely so many times that it's, I don't think it's going to change. Like every time I listen to it, it just solidifies how I felt when I heard it.
Something was going on in your life at that time that you was just like happy or something. You just got you must sold your first shirt. You remember that day and Life Is Good came out. You were just like, yes, nigga, life is good, nigga.
you know, it's actually the opposite. Like I went into that just like I went into that Kendrick. I expected not to like it.
Oh, okay.
And when I went to review that shit, I was like, let me go ahead and get this dusty ass Nas album off And I think maybe I had my expectations so low that every time he hit the song, I was like, yo, this shit is dope.
Oh, man.
That might be it. Because for me, that album still goes. Like, even when I listen to it, it still goes. But this shit is dope. All the young kids are calling him the GOAT. Greatest of all time. He's definitely best rapper alive now.
Whoa.
The kids are saying that. That's what the kids are saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying that, man.
No.
I was about to say, whoa, Saul, man. Come on, man. You got to get props to Jermaine, man. Because that's what I was wondering. Why do the Kendrick fans always bring up J. Cole? You ever noticed that?
It's like they linked at the hip, man.
Yeah, it's just like every time J. Cole with it, man. I was like, why? I mean, let this man enjoy his success. You know what I'm saying?
Beans, he said.
He said what?
He said that if they would have done the album together, he would have killed him on every song.
Oh, my God, man. Beans, man, he's crazy.
Mm-mm. Hey, he knows more about music than me, so I'm just gonna say he right.
No, don't you say that. Be Easy is a wave rider. So he'll listen. I tell you all the time, Be Easy do not. He up on everything because he listens to shit just because. Oh, he don't really like it. He makes it so he forces himself. Oh yeah, you heard a little song by Lil Uzi Vert. He'll say some shit like that. I'll be like, stop it, man. Your favorite rapper is Jay-Z. Why are you listening to Lil Uzi Vert? You know, that's not. So, you know, but he's a poser. Beezy's a poser. Hipster. Beezy is a hipster in all the sense. Remember that. He is. Beezy's a hipster.
Kings of slander, man. I ain't slandering Beezy, man. Shit, I just got my checks back. I ain't got nothing to say about Beezy.
Man, with dusty shell toe Adidas and khakis, man.
Hey, man, I ain't got nothing to say about Beezy, man.
Yeah, man, and a Boston Red Sox hat.
Which I know, the Boston Red Sox, this shit gotta go, bro. Gotta go.
It has a B on it. So what?
And you can get them custom made. You can get a custom made B. It don't have to be the Red Sox.
Yeah, the Braves got a hat with a B on it, I'm sure.
I don't think so. But they at least had the Braves. I mean, you know, rep the locals. Shit. I guess we gotta keep this music going so we get another check.
Wow.
50 punches a woman in the chest. And then invites her on stage.
Yes.
And now she's sorted.
Yeah. Did you see the video?
So I saw the video. So 50's reaching out in the crowd. First of all, I don't know why the fuck he did that. But he reaches out in the crowd. She, of course, grabs his hand and pulls him. So 50, as he's coming off the stage, hits a fucking Roman Reigns Superman punch in her chest. Like, he dove off, hit her in the chest. And as he's climbing back on stage, bring her on stage. Because now he's thinking, oh shit, I'm going to get sued. That's why he brought her on stage. It was like, if you have siblings and y'all wrestling and shit, and the motherfucker get hurt and they about to start crying, you be like, no, you good. That's what the fuck happened. Mm. 50 was like, come on stage. So she brought her ass on stage with her no panty having ass. She started twerking to some 50 music, and now she's suing him?
Yes.
So, what is she suing him for? Because you got on stage to dance. What the fuck are you suing for now?
What? I guess she's feeling her injuries now.
He punched your titty.
But yeah, but 50 got you on stage dancing, so like, ain't nothing wrong with your ass. Like, yo, this her dancing was like actually protecting 50. Because you know what I'm saying? Now, they were like, whoa, you said you injured now? Like, well, you didn't look injured after the punch. You was on stage dancing, having a good old time. So, you know what I'm saying? You didn't show any effects of the punch then. So all of a sudden, 2 days later, you feeling the effects, like new. So 50 did this to protect himself, I think. I think this was a smart, calculated move. This is very Kanan-like of him. You know what I'm saying?
Why didn't any of the grown-ass men that were around him check 50?
I mean, it was so fast. You saw it happen.
Yeah, but after the fact, like, you could have pushed 50 backstage. You could be like, yo, dog, like, something. Nothing happened.
But I mean, he punched it. I mean, it's like nobody knew he was gonna punch her. It was just like you see how quick it was. Like,
how could 50 ain't get punched?
Because the girl pulled him in the crowd. Like, she pulled him down, and he was coming down. Boom.
But what did he think was gonna happen when he got pulled?
He thought it was a dude that was pulling him or something. I guess he just, you know, maybe the lights was in his eyes. He couldn't see who pulled him. He just feels somebody pulled him. He thought it was a dude. He just come down swinging, bam! It turned out it was a girl he punched. He's like, oh shit!
Nah, bro, I just don't buy it, man. And it's one of those things, like, you know, not to put on my GQ hat, but these niggas out here wilding on women, and we just letting that shit rock. I just watched a video the other day, and I don't know how old it was, but it came up on the feed. You know what I'm saying? It was a dude walked up on another dude beating a chick, and he was like, "Nah, you fuck nigga, you don't get away from her. He's a stranger." told him to get in the back of his car. You know, I'm going to take you wherever you need to go. He's videoing the whole thing. The dude follows them to the police precinct and hits them with his car. And I'm like, damn, you know, I know somebody who got killed trying to protect somebody and break up a fight. So I get it. But at some point, man, we got to start checking our own men, dude. Some of these cats got to be checked. And ain't no way that 50 punched this chick in the chest and the 9 or 10 security guards that came up, nobody did shit to 50 but help him get on stage. That's it. Mm. It was just cool, man.
Maybe just, you know, play devil's advocate. Maybe, like I said, the lights was shining in his eyes. He just felt he got pulled. He couldn't see who it was, and he, you know, felt threatened. So he just, bow, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe thought Rob steal his chain or anything. Then when he seen it was a girl, he like, hey, man, you know, he apologized, told her come on up on the stage and, you know, let her have a moment. So, you know, I don't think 50 the bad guy in this one. I have to say, I'm on Team 50 on this one.
Fuck, man.
G-G-G-G-G-G-Unit.
You wearing one of the ugly ass wife beaters too?
Hey, man. And you know I got some G-Unit sneakers on right now, man. Some G-Unit shoes of the day, the G-Units.
That's a goddamn shame. I guess speaking of violence in relationships, does this go? I guess it goes. Lala and Carmelo are breaking up.
Yep.
It's over. What did it this time? Because he already cheated on her before. She allegedly cheated on him at some point. What the fuck made him finally break up?
Some stripper claims that she's 6.5 months pregnant with Melo's baby. And she's keeping it.
Well, so he didn't pay up front. Why are these dudes still going raw and stripping?
This is all rumor.
But it's enough rumor that she feel like it's time to go.
I guess she's saying, yeah, she's saying, is it they don't even live together no more? Plus, Melo about to leave New York anyway, so, you know, it all works out for him.
She don't want to be in New York anyway, do she?
No, yo, she wants to be in New York.
Really? I thought she wanted to leave.
No, not Lala.
I thought she wanted to leave.
That's the only place she's popular. She goes somewhere else. Think about it, man. Come on. Why would you leave?
What the fuck is going on with these cats, man? You got to stop going raw. First of all, you got to stop cheating. Then when you cheat, you got to stop going raw.
Yes, cheat smarter, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Just because you are used to raw sex with your wife, you can't be having raw sex with your side piece? Like, what are you doing?
It don't even sound like she was a side piece.
It might. Yeah, I think she was.
Damn. Like, he was actually in another relationship.
Maybe that's why Melo been having a bad season this year. He been juggling women and trying to learn the fucking triangle, inner love triangle. That's all fucked up for him. He's just like, yo, man, life is fucked up, nigga.
Triangles on the court, triangles off the court.
Everywhere, nigga. He just see triangles everywhere. I don't want to see no pizza, fucking yield signs,
fucking Doritos. Fuck the Illuminati. Fuck the Rock. I don't want nothing to do. Fuck DDP. I don't want nothing to do with no goddamn diamonds and triangles and shit.
Tired of triangles.
God damn, man. Hey, so whose side are you on this one?
Team Melo.
How the fuck are you Team Melo?
Because if I cheat on you one time, you take me back, man, that means, you know, hey, I could cheat again, man.
It's not what the fuck it means.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
That's not what it means.
Yes, it does.
You're supposed to fix your ways.
Nah, bro. If I cheat on you one time and you take me back, if I cheat on you again, you like, yo, you know what you was getting into.
So what about if you commit a crime? If you commit a crime and they let you off with a warning, should they have locked you up? Do you go commit another crime?
Hey, look. I shouldn't expect a warning the next time if I got off.
Are you going to go commit another crime?
Yeah, I'm just hopefully I do it smarter this time.
God damn.
Learn from my mistakes if I'm a criminal.
Yeah, I can't. Like, we discussed that last week. I'm not built for that shit. If I fuck up.
It's all right, man. Everybody has a survival instinct in them, man.
What's the survival instinct?
If it had to come down, you like, yo, nigga, I gotta go rob and steal for a meal, you'll do it.
Man, I'll find another way to hustle, bro.
No, I'm saying, if it came, like, that's what I'm saying, it's all right. But if it came down to it, you would. Like, just everybody, but nobody.
Not, That's not what we're talking about, though. This nigga's fucking pussy because it's available.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, NBA, you Carmelo, man. You know, it's raining. Fucking, like, it's moisture everywhere you go, man. Like, you walk in a room out of, like, 70 women, you can fuck 40 of them, like, instantly. Like, this shit is nuts, man. Like, come on, man.
Then you got to be smart enough to know to cover that shit up. Or if you're going to go that route, man, just go ahead and leave a check on the fucking counter.
Something, man. Just don't. That's why I said you like raw sex, but you can't do raw sex with the side piece, man. Like, no. Jesus,
man. Anyway.
No circumstances at all. Don't fall asleep around these hoes. Stop it.
Don't do that. Y'all niggas got to stop getting caught up on Instagram, bro.
Take these bitches' phone. As soon as you get around them, give me your phone. No phones allowed, man. If I was popular, man, no phones allowed. Sorry.
You got to do something, man. Now the show gets dark. It's murder all on this episode, man.
Yeah.
We had a Cleveland shooter who, hey, look, he went from 14 people allegedly to one. There's only been one body found.
Yep.
So we ain't even got to say his motherfucking name. Y'all know who it is. Cleveland shooter.
Dog. He was a Q dog.
Why is that relevant? Why did they keep bringing that shit up?
To shame the other, to shame the Qs. Let them know this was one of y'all. This ain't nothing but, it ain't nothing but frat shaming.
I was like, why the fuck is this? Like, they went and found a picture of him throwing the hooks up. And I was like, why is this important to the story?
He said it in the video, though. He said, I shame my Omega something brothers. And I was just like, damn. So he brought it up.
Yeah, but god damn.
They want you to know that was an Omega. So I'm going to keep the trend going. Shout out to GQ Blue.
GQ is not an Omega.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm doing that for him because if he was on the show, he'd throw shots at them.
No, he would not. Divine yes. Nine don't do no slander like that.
Yes,
man.
Yes, they do. Trust me. It's the reason why AKAs don't hang with no other girls. But hey, we're not talking about that. We talk about the chicken McNugget loving Cleveland shooter.
He got foiled by a nigga at McDonald's in the drive thru. He ain't gonna get no raise. Dude ain't gonna get no extra day off.
They were fronting on the girl that found him about. Was she gonna get the reward or not? They was like, well, it's a little talk about the reward. Whoa, I'm the one that made the call. Like, that's my money. I don't give a fuck.
Shit, bro.
McDonald's probably gonna try to shyst out it. Well, it says when you signed on that anything like this happened, that it goes to the restaurant is a charity donation or some shit. Watch, man.
Yeah, they gonna play her, man. She went beyond the call of duty. That motherfucker asked for some McNuggets. She stalled him out. Like, yo, call the people. I gotta call the people, man. Stall them out. That's that crazy nigga. Yeah. And they caught up to him and he shot himself in the goddamn bathroom, allegedly.
Not in the bathroom. He went on police chase down the road and shot himself in the car after they surrounded him.
Allegedly.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. And they told him that, oh yeah, we gotta wait on the fries. And he was just like, man, just give me my nuggets, man. I gotta go. So he took the nuggets, 20 piece. You know what I'm saying?
20 piece nuggets and rolled out.
Yeah, man.
Allegedly shooting himself again. You ever notice that's how all the black chases end?
Amen.
All the black standoffs and shit, they end with us killing ourselves.
Yep.
Old boy that was out in the woods in Virginia that shot a couple of those cops, he set his own self on fire. Ain't that what they try to tell us?
Yep.
It was his own detonation device that exploded and burnt up the cabin. This motherfucker that shot himself, man, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Dude with the Dallas got blew up by the robot with the bomb on it.
Okay. I'm just saying, it's just funny how that shit works. Now, I'm not naive enough to go ahead and do this conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's interesting that this motherfucker killed himself again.
It's all right. He's not a hotep ass nigga. It's all right. It's not a hotep at all.
I ain't going to go that far. Like they're going with your Aaron Hernandez shit.
Hey, man. Hey. How far you want to go? How far you want to go?
As soon as that shit came out, niggas was like, I don't know, bro. Why would he do that? Why would he do that? Because you're in prison? That,
right?
Huh?
Why would he do that? If I'm in prison for the rest of my life, and they trying to pin two more murders on me that might get me the chair, and my lawyer, a fucking highly qualified, skillful lawyer that can get fucking people off, get me off of that, and I'm on appeal, and he like, yo, nigga, we can get you off of this shit. Why the fuck I'm gonna kill myself?
He put a Bible verse on his head, right?
Come on, man. So he put a Bible verse on his head before he hung himself?
And got a tattoo that said, God forgives, right?
Come on, man.
I'm just saying, sometimes that shit, if you ain't got nothing to do in jail but lift weights and read books and you start reading the Bible, hey man, that shit might fuck with you.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying, it just looked weird. A couple days ago, you on TV, you know what I'm saying, looking all happy after you beat your case.
Of course, it's what the fuck you supposed to do after you beat fucking chair. That's so what you're supposed to do.
Why would I kill myself just days later? Even his lawyer said, yo, man, my client was not suicidal. He's getting looking into an investigation of this. Like, something ain't right, man.
So what's the cover-up? What would be the reason that someone would kill him?
Hey.
What would be the reason someone would kill him now?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. Why would you kill him? But why would he kill himself? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's all right.
I told you before, and I'm going to say it again on episode 253. If they sentenced me to jail, day one I found dead myself. I'm not, nah, bruh. Day one, I'm done. I'm not going through that. If you go through, he was in there for what, 3 years already? 5 years or some shit? How long was he locked up?
For a minute. So why would I kill myself now? That's the timing. Why would I wait till the day? Like, okay, I'm going to do it today, man. Fuck it.
Sometimes it just takes the opportunity.
Yeah, I just got some good news. Let me kill myself. Come on, man.
That might be it, bro. He might just been like, fuck it. I can't deal with this stress no more. I'm fucking done. I can't keep doing this. I've done some horrible shit in my past. These people are dead because of me. Maybe he got off and he should have been. Maybe he did do the shit. And he got off and he was like, man, that's not right. I got to serve justice.
But I heard of some little weird little law that says if a prisoner dies while he's on appeal, then his sentence is overturned. And if his sentence is overturned, that means that his family get the benefits. He get like, the Patriots owe him like $15 million. So his family get like $15 million. So maybe he did it for that reason.
So now you back. Which side are you on, goddammit? Did he do it or not?
Listen. Maybe some of his family pays somebody to kill his ass. I don't know, man. But I don't think, man, it's weird to me, man. First off, he was one of my favorite Gators, man. I'm going to go ahead and say that by the way, man. I don't care about all the slander he's catching in the university, separating themselves from him. Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? That nigga put his blood, sweat, and tears for the orange and blue. So he always going to get my respect. I don't give a damn what he did off the field. You know what I'm saying? I don't put no pride in these niggas' personal lives. You know what I'm saying? On the field, court, I just need you to be great there. You do whatever the fuck you want to do off the court. As long as you're on the court, this motherfucker entertain me, my nigga.
As long as he don't fuck with kids, right? Like, you got to have a line.
Yeah. As long as you don't fuck with kids. I say that.
This shit's got to go sour at some point. So, yeah, whatever, man. We always get to this suicide situation. And it's weird to see all these different, because that's two high profile, I guess we could say, highly publicized suicides in the last 72 hours.
Who's the other? These,
the motherfucking Cleveland shooter.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Your ass is baked as fuck. So,
no, man.
We get all these conversations coming out on Facebook and all these activists. I never say, you know, good riddance to somebody for killing themselves. They were troubled. They got kids, because both of these motherfuckers got kids. They got kids, and their kid got to grow up without their father. And why does everything have to be a think piece? Like, why can't you just feel some kind of way that this dude shot some old man? Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so then this is where the tinfoil hat goes on. Did that look legit to you?
Not at all.
be serious.
It didn't at all, because the way the whole spinning around of it, and then the way it didn't look legit at all, man. I'm gonna be honest, man. It all looked, because my thing is, man, I don't want to jump off the deep end and people think we're crazy, but because it just seemed weird. If you was the girl, the Joy Lane girl, why would you be all up on the news and shit like that? Like, why?
Well, because they sought her out.
But still, why would you? I'd be like, yo, put me on a black or something. I wouldn't want to be all up on camera. But her Facebook was open. It just, I don't know, man. It just looked real fucking, everything. I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm on the boat. Like, this shit was weird to me. God damn it. It didn't look right.
So, I saw the video. I wasn't even trying to see the video. But it was just in this long-ass post that had all these different details. And I was like, oh shit, here's a video. And once I realized when he got out the car, I was like, oh shit, this is where he shoots old boy. And they show, so you see him pull a gun out, You hear one of the most quiet gunshots I've ever heard in my life. And then there's blood that is like beet. I've never seen, it's not even beet red. It's like Coca-Cola red.
Yeah, and it was just, and it just looked fugazi as a motherfucker, man.
It looked like ketchup all on the street.
I mean, it just, I don't know, sorry, right? Like I said, when it's, you know, more times, like I watch the video, like, you know, cause I send the bees. I don't know if I send y'all, yeah, I don't send y'all that crazy, you and GQ that crazy shit, cause, you know, y'all niggas, you know, understand. Yeah, but. Yeah, that shit was wild, man. And I just don't know. It didn't look real.
It did look real, man. And then from the 13 or 14 bodies he allegedly killed to hearing him talk so calmly on the video to not seeing him anymore to the fact that you couldn't find this giant motherfucker to the shitty description. Like, none of this shit made sense. Mm-hmm. This dude was like Suge Knight size. He might not have been his height, but he was a big motherfucker. And the description said he was 6'1". 223?
Yeah, 240 or something like that. Yeah.
Impossible, nigga.
And they knew they was gonna catch him at a food place, though. I was betting Walmart. they either could get him at Walmart or a food spot. Damn it, McDonald's, man.
Caught him at McDonald's. And at least he didn't go to Sonic. He would have got killed in the drive-thru.
Yep, shit. I don't understand this nigga. He in broad daylight, you going to get something to eat, nigga? Like, man.
He had crossed state lines, though. He figured he was good at that point.
Nigga, he's a national manhunt looking for you, man. Like, fucking crazy.
So, what should he plan to do? To hide out in a little motel somewhere?
Man, he I don't know. He should have kept driving till he ran out of gas, nigga.
Nigga still had his work badge on and shit.
I mean, this nigga, man, come on. There you go to McDonald's.
Hey, McDonald's fucking up black people. There you go. Got your ass fucked up trying to get the McDonald's for the deal. And you got done in, man. So, that whole shit was just weird, man. It's a weird, dark part of the show to talk about that bullshit. But, you know, shit happens. What else are you supposed to do? We had TV talk this week. Now, this is really where you need to quarterback it because I'm going to fuck up everything. But I did watch Friday Night Tights. It came on. It's not on my DVR again, so I got to watch it live. And there's no traces of it on my DVR. Fuck y'all, Spectrum. I got the shit set to record. This week we got to see Central Valley actually get a win.
Yeah,
they look tough this week.
The Donovan show.
Hey, Donovan was accountable for what, 3 touchdowns?
Yeah, but they was playing weak ass Blackhawk, man.
Yeah, I mean, obviously
Blackhawk, them motherfuckers weak as hell.
Come on, man, you can't talk about the kids like that.
Let's be real. Some teams weak, and Blackhawk is, man, cause they like. Tyler Dietrich, it's all about Tyler. And nah, man, like, y'all ain't got it, man. Y'all can't stop nobody on defense. I mean, nah, bro.
And what is he plays what? So on defense, he's a linebacker. What does he play?
Linebacker, running back, yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he's the whole fucking team.
Exactly.
Well, that's a weird. Like, usually don't the running back play safety or some other shit like that?
Usually have, like, I mean, it depends what kind of running back he is. Like, he's a fucking linebacker. They put him at running back. You know what I'm saying?
So all day, the whole game, he's just making contact.
He's right there in the middle.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's so not a smart strategy.
Dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah, Coach was trying to put his shoulder back in. He was like, okay, hold my arm. Does that hurt? He's like, yeah. Like, nigga, they took his shoulder pad. I was like, oh, shit. He's got to go.
Hang. They should have just let it hang. He probably would have went back in. He could have played. You know, it would have been sore the next day.
Nah, bro. This ain't fucking Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, I seen the kid's shoulder dislocate outside playing basketball. And I set that shit back in, man. I said, nah, man, just hang. That shit went back in. Mm. We got back to playing, man.
Have you heard, like, since you coach football, have you heard bones breaking shit on the field?
Nah, thank God I haven't.
That's some shit right there that will fuck you up. Mm. Hearing a collarbone snap, nigga. Oh, shit.
Mm.
That's some shit. What else happened on this episode?
Alec Quipper showed his dominance over Beaver Falls. Hey, yo, the Beaver Falls dad. Hey, look. Mayor, what's his name? Dwan. Yeah. Mayor Dwan. Yeah. He was up like, dude over in the YA. He didn't have a badge on. He's a little bit on the sideline. Man, that man, listen, man, you already beat the man in the mayoral race, man. You ain't got to keep hating on him right now, man. Like, dang.
This shit was bad, bro.
He want to coach so bad. hey man, coach, I ain't trying to tell you what to do or nothing, but you know what I'm saying? They stacking the box, man. You gotta throw the ball, man. You gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, like they said, everybody want to be a coach from the sidelines. Anytime you want to volunteer to bring your ass to practice and actually coach, let us know. Nobody wants to make that commitment.
Yep. I feel when he said that, I was like, yo, feel you on that.
And then the dude was saying that they're mad because I broke all the records and went to another division, so they hating. You went to another city. Nigga, yeah, you a turncoat.
Yeah, he's like, he's a traitor. They say he's a traitor. Like,
this shouldn't even be discussion. You should be acting like it's unwarranted. That's, yeah, you. If this shit runs as deep as they're trying to edit and show, then you fucking trade it.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Anything else in this episode that stood out to you?
That was about it, man. Aliquippa is tough, man. Them boys, I like the way that little, what's that boy name? Vito or Nino or whatever his name is, number 9.
You know, I'm not the one. You're not 53?
No, the little white dude, number 9.
Oh, you know, I'm not the one for names, so.
Vinny or whatever. He got the little white boy, the only white boy on the team, man. That motherfucker tough.
Hey, he was playing. He was playing number 53, got made weight, and he was playing his ass off.
Yes, sir. That's a big boy.
They said he started out at 190?
Yeah.
He's 13.
He's 11.
These kids are 11? I thought they were 13. 13 must be the other season.
He plays up because of his weight.
Jesus Christ. What are they putting in the food, man?
Shit, man, that was my son, man. He was playing with the intermediates when he was like 7.
It is all about weight.
Yeah, it's all about weight. I hate that, man. I like when it's age.
It should be age.
Yeah.
I mean, you benefit from being big. Oh, well.
Like, a big kid gonna hurt a little kid. No.
Some of these motherfuckers always little.
Yeah, exactly. What are you gonna do when you get to high school when there ain't no weight limits?
Ain't no weight, bro. Get your little ass out there and get dusted. That's what the fuck's gonna happen. Because they're gonna put your little 5'2" ass at running back.
Yeah.
And you're gonna get fucked up by one of the freshmen that come in is 6 foot tall.
Them the parents that get football fucked up. Well, my son was a star in Little League. He ran the ball. He scored. Okay, well, you know there's a weight limit. Now there is. So all the other shit been neutralized, man. Please, fall back.
Yeah. Get your little lightning-ass son. Let him go play baseball or some shit. He's going to come out here and get killed. Or let him play basketball. That's what they usually do with them little quick motherfuckers.
Exactly. He's going
to come out here and get destroyed. Black Ink Crew. Another episode of bullshit. What is Donna crazy?
And Donna's wilding. I was like, yo, she wilding like a pregnant chick or something. I was like, yo, Donna, what the fuck? Like, you just, I mean, well, I think she hurt. She wanted Sky to take her with her to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? She really wanted Sky to be like, yo, Donna, bitch, I want you to come with me, bitch. And, you know, but she didn't say that, so now her feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and so now she's just lashing out at everybody, which I don't understand.
Yeah, she acted a complete ass. And the way you did it, like, I understand you may want to go, but if that's your homegirl and she finally got the shit she wanted, hey, like, you should be giving her props for that. Yeah. You immediately was like, bitch, you leaving?
Yeah.
Fuck, I gave you a house. I gave you a place to stay when you had a place to stay. I still gave you another place to stay. I got you a job. I snuck you up in this motherfucker. You acted like this. And then when they hugged, she had a handful of ass. You see that shit?
Oh shit!
She cupped her ass both hands.
Who Sky cupped Donna's ass?
No, Donna was cupping Sky's ass. Two handfuls, bruh.
Oh shit!
So I wonder if they got a little thing going on.
That might be what it is.
That's got to be it, because you know Sky, she don't really discriminate.
Neither does Donna.
Exactly. So the fact that she was crying, and when they came back there to hug, and she had the double scoop, I was like, I wonder if they getting down like that whole roommate shit. That might have been the payments. That might have been the payments. Donna feels some kind of way. She would even win that seeds.
Then I say that. Then she say, yeah, Donna about to eat this pussy or something. You know, she said something. Yeah.
Hey, it might be out there. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go back and look at Donna's Instagram, they still got pictures together. So, and I don't mean like solo, but I mean they still hanging out with each other. Because at the end of the episode, they make you think Sky and Donna was at ends. Like, they was going to go to war. Because she said, you're dead to me.
Yeah. So, she said that before.
This is true. Sky would definitely say that shit. C's and Donna got into it. C's is back fucking Kit, I guess.
Full-blown relationship with Kitty.
Is it safe to call it that? Because, I mean, he did get her 3 bouquets of flowers.
full-blown relationship. Son is kicking like a motherfucker.
God damn. At the shop, too. Like, that's not even... No discretion.
Niggas is like, yo, look, season lost his mind again.
God
damn. He's just one of the niggas that just got to be with a chick, I believe, bro. Like, you know. That shit weird.
Apparently, and then at the end of the episode is some shit, I guess Sky is telling on Duchess. Apparently Duchess was fucking somebody else way back.
Oh shit.
You didn't see that part?
The next time. I think I seen that one, Sky. No, that was Kitty, never mind. I don't think I saw was Kitty like got maced by a Duchess or some shit.
Yeah, that's next episode too. Sky is in the car telling C's that she was messing with somebody from somewhere. Back like in June or some shit, and C's gets the whole mouth gaping wide open like, what the fuck? So like Dutch is out there. Yeah, it happened while they were together.
Dottie Pippin.
Oh shit, well, Richard and Nikki had a miscarriage. They lost the baby.
I don't believe it.
What do you mean?
I think I said this chick is lying. She didn't have no miscarriage. She was never pregnant.
What was she in the hospital for?
He said she had lupus or some shit like that.
So you think she had a lupus attack and she said that she had a miscarriage?
Lola, or she lying? Because Lola, was he there when she had a miscarriage? Or he said she had lost the baby before he got there. Which one did he say?
I think she lost the baby before he got there.
Oh yeah, she lying.
Oh damn! Because then they say on the next episode, I think I need to go.
Now I need to leave. Come on, bro. Look, Great Escape. I'm telling you, bro.
God damn. But he ain't got no money, so what would she go through all this for?
Cause she thought he had money. Like, he was like, oh, I gotta cut my losses right now, man. This nigga done ran up a bill out here, man. I gotta go.
But she had to know in California, cause was he even working when he was out there?
Man, see, that's the thing, man. She thought, okay, he back on the show. Maybe she even thought she did it for publicity, like she was gonna get a show or some shit like that, or somebody's gonna see her. You know what I'm saying? Then she'll be a little local celebrity when she go back to California, because she'll be Nikki from Black Ink. You know what I'm saying? So maybe she did it all for the fame. 15 minutes. Speaking of fame in 15 minutes, did you hear about the lady, Layla Lace? She claimed that Drake got her pregnant and shit.
Oh, and then, come on.
Yeah, then she posted some DMs from her and Drake, or whatever, text messages from her and Drake. Claimed Drake got her pregnant and has her pregnancy papers and all that. And it was his baby. And then, somebody from Drake camp put up like a text message. You know, he screenshotted some shit where the girl was like, she was like, oh, I see you got a lot of followers now. She's like, yeah. She's like, fuck them. He was like, so what you gonna do when they find out it's all a lie? She was like, well, I already have the, you know, the money then, so it ain't gonna matter. You know what I'm saying? So she got exposed. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Yeah, talking about she was having a sixth guy baby. No.
Man, like, so I wonder what these cats do. Like, Who is a hip hop artist we can think of that's really popular but has stayed clean? Maybe Black Thought. But I don't know if he would be considered really popular.
Yeah, he's not popular. I mean, shit. The closest thing we got is Jay-Z, man.
But like, so when Beyonce came up with her shit, like, what she basically telling on his ass too?
Look, that was a lie. The Lemonade shit was a lie.
Damn.
Jay-Z wrote that shit. What are you talking about? He helped to write it. It was all because Jay-Z was supposed to come out with an album called T or some shit like that. It was going to be the male version of it. Man, it was all a fucking goddamn publicity thing stunt, man. No.
But then when what about who was old girl that came out with the tell-all book?
Come on, Superhead?
Yeah, Superhead came out with the book. And she was talking about Jay-Z and shit.
Yeah, that was before Beyonce. What can you do about that?
They've been dating since Beyonce was doing bills, this shit.
No, man. She was like, oh.
He caught Beyonce when she came out the womb.
It was like 02. She was fucking Jay-Z like in 01. You know what I'm saying?
Like, just barely.
Yeah, you just missed it.
You just missed it. So he's the cleanest one we got. Yeah, and he's got the Illuminati.
Yeah, like Jay-Z got dirt on Beyonce. She was the fuck with Nas. So, and Cameron. So it's just like, come on, man. Yeah,
that's fucked up, man. It must be tough in the streets. Huh?
What'd you say?
I said it must be tough in the streets, man. You out here and these chicks out here claiming that you got her pregnant or you cheated. Or... God damn.
You sorry if a girl claims you got her pregnant, man.
Oh, so this only happened once when I didn't know.
No. You're talking about Mary's all right. Some woman's like, yo, it's all right. shot the club up. Now he got a bun in the oven. It's his. You know what I'm saying?
Have the baby. That's your problem, bitch. I ain't been nowhere, so it's not a concern for me. I'm talking about for the niggas that's out here in these streets.
No, okay. Well, I'm just saying, but you know, I don't know.
It's easy for me because I'd be like, go ahead and have the baby. And we can have all the tests you want because I ain't fucked with nobody. So it's easy. That's not even a point of stress. I'd be good. But now when this shit happened back in the day and I didn't know whose it was, I just went ahead and, hey, some niggas owe me some thank yous. That's all I'm saying. Don't know who it was, but hey, I went ahead and upped that bill.
Yeah.
I made the drive. So somebody go ahead and pay for that hotel stay. This was a 2-day procedure. God damn it. What would you do?
Man, that's the scariest thing, man, because a long time ago, when I was, you know, young and wild, chick tried me like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was me and a couple of the homeboys ran through it. Mm-hmm. She tried to pin the baby on me, and I was just like, whoa, because I knew for a fact that I ain't going to rock, so I wasn't really worried. But I was just like, I was scared for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't ready, like, especially not by her. Like, that would have been, like, the death blow. You know what I'm saying? Woo, shit.
So then, like, so what happened?
Oh, nothing. It wasn't mine. I did the math. It was mathematically, it couldn't have been mine.
Did she end up having the baby?
Yeah, I seen the baby on Facebook. He's about 14, 15 now, however old he is. But he old as hell. He got to be about 99, so... Do the math. He about 18, 19.
And you ain't never got no papers in the mail or no shit. So. No,
never at all. Never. I've never been served with no papers, no question now. I do have a scare, but that was like, I don't know what happened in that situation. You was pregnant here, you know, saying, so you told me you had a miscarriage or whatever. And then you said, we thought you had a miscarriage. And then she told me, oh, doctor said you never was pregnant. Well, I don't know what's going on here, so never seen you since then. So, hey, it might be a little king germ looking motherfucker in the northeastern part of the United States.
How do you think queen germ would handle that?
She'll fucking kill me.
But so was this before her?
Yeah, definitely before her. But if something happened during her, oh man, it's a wrap.
Right. So if one of your escapades from before her showed up with a baby that was yours, what would her response be?
I don't know. She just probably tell me, like, that's not going to stop her from getting her splits every 2 weeks, so you got to do what you got to do. Damn. But I still need my $500 every 2 weeks, my nigga.
God damn. Hey, man, life is tough, man. Life comes at you fast. Yeah. Better Call Saul. Finally picked up in, like, the last 10 minutes.
When I was watching, I saw what happened. I said, I know Saul Wright probably was like, I'm about to give up. Then all of a sudden, he's like, boing. He was like, yo, reeled it back in.
I was like, finally some action. It took you niggas long enough. This was a dry-ass episode, bro.
It was all the setup, though, man. You seen what happened, man. How Chuck set up fucking Jimmy, man. Chuck was a bitch-ass nigga, man. Fuck hey, Chuck. Man,
that motherfucker, he's amazing. So when is he going to die? That's what I want to know. When does Chuck die?
It's got to happen during the legal process of it or something.
He's got to fucking go, bro. This nigga's terrible.
May? Oh, this dude. You think he killed his brother? Had Mike and Saul and... I mean, Mike and... Wow.
It's got to happen because this nigga's despicable, bro.
Yes, Chuck is a fucking devil, man.
That nigga's despicable. Like, it seemed like he been playing this shit the whole time. I don't think he got no allergy or illness.
Mm-mm.
It's like he playing this shit the whole time because I feel like... At some point, Saul had to come in that bitch with his watch and all that shit on, and he didn't know. Like, at some point, he had to slip up. But, yeah, we got to finally see Gus, and Gus is true to form, bro.
Yep. Can I help you, sir?
He's already in it, though, at this point.
Yes, already in it.
So I thought we were going to get, I guess they're saving that for the Gus spinoff. I thought we were going to get clean Gus.
So this now, how many years this is before he,
I'm not sure the timeline, but Gus got caught up in this shit in college.
Yeah, Gus been in it for a minute.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, when are they going to do spinoffs to when he's college Gus or some shit? I don't know, but I like that he's as calculated as he was on the actual Breaking Bad. Like, it's the same character. They didn't fuck that up. So I'm with that. And every time I see the intro to Better Call Saul, I think about my caddy because he drive a caddy. I'm just saying, man, they stole my swag. His name Saul, that came out after I was Saul. He got a caddy. I had a caddy. They stole my swag, man. I'd appreciate that. I'm Jack Swaggers because y'all stole it.
You're Saul with an E. He didn't have no E.
I know. He ain't got no melanin either, man. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, bro.
They have the golden arches.
We have we got the golden arches. Their buns have seeds. I see. Our buns have no seeds.
They got the Big Mac. We've got the Big Mick.
Big Mick.
Lettuce, pickles, onions. Lettuce, pickles, onions, cheese. Tomatoes. He said no seeds. Yeah.
Hey, man, but you know they're supposed to be making a sequel to that shit, too.
That's not true. Sorry. Don't believe it, man.
Hey, I don't know how it would work.
Like, Arsenio, first of all, it's not true. You're talking about Kevin Hart, Eddie, and Arsenio?
I didn't see this rollout of who it was. I just kept hearing that it was in the works.
Oh, no. That was going around on Facebook, and then Arsenio put all that to rest. It was not even a thought in his mind that
it wouldn't work today. Like, as much as I love the movie, the reason that it worked is because of our ignorance of Africa. Mm-hmm. So that's why the movie worked. All the stereotypes and all that shit, that's why it worked. But it wouldn't work now.
Unless you do the opposite.
How?
Coming to America, have somebody going from America going to Africa to find a woman.
That might be the premise. But you would still have to play on those stereotypes for it to work. You couldn't just show up in regular ass Africa that looks like New York, because we wouldn't buy that shit. Like, that's not interesting. They got to be in huts and shit, right?
Yeah, of course.
See, and that's fucked up. It's not gonna work, man. I'm not watching that shit.
But he going to the. Maybe he thought he was gonna go to the city, and they're like, "Nah, you going? We're gonna take you to the village to find him." Like, he thought he was going. Maybe you have him in like a big city in Nigeria or something. Or, you know, whatever country, and having the big city, living there, and then it was like, he think that's where he's going to be finding the woman. He's like, nah, we're going to the village to find the woman. And then you go to the village, and that's where the movie starts.
Don't give these people no ideas, man. Just let that classic rest. Leave that classic alone. Don't touch it.
Yeah, I like that, man. I want my money, man.
You know they be listening to our show sometimes. Hashtag they listen. You gotta keep it 100 rant.
Yes, I do, so, right?
Would you like to get into your rant, sir?
Yes, man. As you know, man, we're recording this show on 420, which is April the 20th. And on today, if you go on social media or, you know, watch any YouTube videos, any videos tomorrow, you're going to see people doing ridiculous things with weed, like smoking an ounce and a blunt, quarter pound, you know, just crazy, stupid shit. You're going to see so much amazing shit. And that's not what the day is about, man. It's not about just going balls to the wall doing stupid ass dumb ass shit. It's just about sitting back, getting high, and just enjoying it, man. It ain't about all that, oh, we about to make weed brownies and just overdosing on weed. No, man. This day is not for those people anyway, man. You know, real smokers smoke every fucking day. And it's just, we don't need a fucking holiday to get high. So to all the people that's going all balls to the wall, y'all making us look bad, man. Fuck y'all.
Damn. When we get to the point to where weed is legal across the country, except for maybe, what, Montana?
And shit, probably legal. Shit out of Montana. I was watching a documentary about Montana. They got six-man football out there, so all right.
Six-man
football.
How the fuck does that even work?
You got three linemen and quarterback and, you know, have you one up. One wide receiver, one running back. But once they say hike, every man is eligible can go out for a pass.
Man, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, but
we're not talking about. We talking about tackle.
Yes, tackle.
That shit crazy.
They have a whole, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't enough people. Like, they were just like, they held this one school said they had like 35 people in the school.
So wait, these motherfuckers are suiting up?
Yes.
Nah.
6-10 football.
It's time for the Google moment of the show.
Montana 6-man football. They have a state playoffs.
We're looking it up right. Well, first of all, it auto-populated. So that's the first thing. It auto-populated when I put in Montana 6. They have a Facebook page. This team is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. It's 15 people on the whole team.
Yeah. That's probably a big team.
This is crazy. Rosters released for 2017 six-man all-star game. Nigga, what? What the hell is this? Look at the scores, 54-20.
Oh, yeah, the scores be... I watched... What was it I was watching? Vice Sports, I believe. Vice Sports did something about it. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, it's like small town in my town, and that's how my big football is. They're like, everybody go to the game. I mean, it was serious. It was serious about the six-man team.
So I'm about to watch... I don't know if you can hear the audio for this. I'm about to watch one of these now. I'm not going to watch the whole thing. I just want to see the little YouTube video, because this is 1 hour and 52 minutes. What the hell, nigga? So hold up. So they're walking out to do the pregame coin flip or whatever. One team is walking out 5 men. The other team's only walking out 4. You ain't even got the goddamn 6 to do the coin flip. This is the All-Star game too. Yeah, this shit is crazy. So the way they got it lined up is 3 men on the line. They got one dude who's like the flanker. They got one dude in the backfield, and they got the quarterback. And that's how they play ball. I never heard of this crazy shit.
Yeah.
So, all right. My point still stands. What do they do across the country when weed is legal and all these people who are locked up? What do they do with those weed convictions? Does everybody automatically go free?
I don't know. How far back are you going? You know what I'm saying?
Who gives a shit? You can't be out here making money on shit that was illegal. If I'm locked up and doing time and you're making money on it in the same state that I'm locked up in, I got to be free.
I mean,
nobody in California should be locked up for weed.
True. Yeah, but I guess if it wasn't, like, if your weed crime didn't have a violent onto it, yeah, you need to walk.
So then they're going to automatically set all these people out, because, I mean, how many motherfuckers are in there for weed, non-violent weed offenses? Should we Google that? Should that be another Google moment of the show?
Let's Google it.
Locked up for non-violent weed. I can't put that many E's in there.
Weed.
Okay, so all of these, it's all individual articles talking about different situations. The top 10 most outrageous marijuana sentences. This should be interesting.
Yes.
The Google moment of the show. Maybe this should be YouTube. We should be easy to put this on YouTube.
Be easy. Put this on YouTube.
Let's start at the bottom here. This says the 10 most outrageous weed offenses. Now I'm 10. Already. Yeah, the 10 most outrageous marijuana sentences.
Okay.
Now, this whole list is white people, so I'm already calling bullshit. Charles Fred Cundiff had been behind bars for nearly a quarter of a century for nonviolent marijuana offense. Blah, 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 blah. This doesn't even tell shit. I already knew this was bullshit.
Damn it.
Life without parole sentences because federal conspiracy law. None of these matter. These are the worst. This is the worst list ever. I knew the list was bullshit. This motherfucker's on here holding Easter eggs. Niggas up here hugged up with their wife. This lady's on here with a baby. I knew this list was bullshit. But then when you read the shit, it's like, nah, that's not a win. So anyway, man, if you locked up in a state that has legal marijuana, you need to write your senator, write your representative, because you need to be free. You got winners and losers this week?
Oh, man. Do I got a winner, man? Well, one of my winners is McDonald's. McDonald's, you called a serial killer this week. Well, not even a lying serial killer. And y'all having the best day ever. Your stock went up. People gonna start eating at McDonald's. This was a ploy by McDonald's to get us to eat their food again. So they created this whole fucking tagline, and it ended at a McDonald's. It's like there was a contest for the McDonald's to see which city would have it. And just telling you, man, all this was a sham started by McDonald's. So y'all my winners this week, man. Great job, McDonald's.
Damn. Who's your loser?
I'm a loser is Bill O'Reilly, man.
Why would he be your loser?
Because Bill O'Reilly has joined the ranks of the unemployed. Fox News has severed ties with Mr. O'Reilly after 21 years. So he's no longer employed. He was actually on vacation when he got fired. They said he was going. He was supposed to come back on the 24th, but he's not coming back. So shout out to Bill O'Reilly, you're fired, buddy.
God damn, he got fired on his day off.
He did.
My winners this week got to be Kendrick Lamar. I mean, you gave people, like, hip-hop is having a great week. So I appreciate you for doing that, bruh. That means that my loser has to be Geraldo Rivera.
Damn.
Geraldo, as famously quoted on the album, he said that hip-hop is one of the worst things for the black community. When K-Dot came out with the song, he cited that and went in. I think, was it on Element? Where it plays right before that. He doubled down. His response was, he's still, Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest people outside of Drake in hip-hop right now. But he doubled down and said he still feels like we're focusing on the wrong things, and we're talking about murdering people on albums, and that shouldn't happen. We're perpetrating the stuff that we're against in hip-hop music, and it just needs to do better. And I'm so tired of motherfuckers who are not in the community talking about what the fuck hip-hop does. Columbus ain't have no hip-hop album when he came to this bitch. So explain that. I'm tired of hearing this shit, bro. I'm tired of hearing that hip-hop is making people kill people. Because I've been listening to hip-hop my whole life, and I ain't never caught a body. What about you, Jerm? How many people have you killed because you listen to a dope hip-hop track?
I'm not going to tell you why the camera's rolling. This ain't zero.
let's go with zero. I've got a good feeling that that's pretty safe. CJ, how many people have you killed because of hip-hop?
Oh, you knocked out of here, bro.
God damn, man. You killed CJ.
No, it's not CJ. It's Chris.
Oh, man. Stop killing people, man. You want to give your shout-outs, man, so we can get up out of here, bro?
Oh, man. First off, man, shout-out to all the staff, man. Be easy. It's all right, GQ Blue. Short T.
Short T.
All the listeners, man. Ruler, myself, RT3, Dr. Abrasive, my dog, Pepe J from Be More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, MJ Money 9S, and anybody else who fuck with us, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep fucking listening. Put us on to a friend. Shout out to, no, I ain't got no shout out. Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Killer Mike, his birthday. And that's about it, man. Shout out to my dog Chris, man, sitting in, man. Quiet as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's how we do. But yeah.
On 420, man, I appreciate you being able to do the show, man. When I dialed him up, Jerm was already in the zone. I said, God damn.
What you mean, man?
We gonna be able to do this show, man. He was already out of it, but you bucked up for the show, man. I appreciate that. But you was fucked up when the show started.
Hey, man, camera and lights come on, man. You know.
This motherfucker, I called him. I should keep the audio in. He's like, hey, man, what's up? I was like, oh, shit, man. This nigga's in full Snoop Dogg mode.
I think I was too far away from the mic. That's why I sounded like
that. Is that what it was?
Yeah, we're going to go with
your,
that.
That's your story. You sticking to it?
Yeah, man.
All right, man. It's been another episode of the Frocast for the dopest network on the internet. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting here with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. Go buy a shirt, bitch. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com.